Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One more time. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Football Friday, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. First game of the weekend and one of the most intriguing matchups of all four games is the Tennessee Titans coming off their bye week taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. To help us break that matchup down, let's go to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. Let's bring in from Sports Illustrated, Mr. David Beauclair. David, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you boys today?
We're great, man. We're great. What is going on down in Nashville? How fired up are fans for this game and for their Titans?
Well, I mean, this is sort of the game everybody's been waiting for, right? Derrick Henry's coming back. He's going to be on the field. There was the initial, oh crap, what happens now when Derrick Henry got hurt? Then the Titans won a couple of games, kind of got themselves back in contention for the number one seed. People started to feel a little better. They got the number one seed. People started to feel a lot better. And it's almost like, this is the one everybody's been waiting for now. And there's a ton of optimism because it feels like this team, I think most people think this team has overcome so much that the worst is behind them. There's almost nothing this team can't confront now.
How important, I mean, they talk about having your big man back running the football. How important is it that he comes back and he's in top form and not a guy that's going to be rusty?
Well, I guess we'll see about that. I mean, the good news is Deontay Foreman has been a serviceable replacement for him over the last nine games. He was a top 10 rusher in the league over the last 10 weeks of the season while Henry was on IR. He's a similar kind of body, big guy. The Titans really didn't do a lot differently on offense. They didn't have to change things. So I think it's not like they're going to be changing back and then find themselves in a situation where they go, oh no, this isn't working. We're going to have to do something dramatically different here in midstream. I think it's sort of a hope for the best kind of thing. And if he's the Derrick Henry everybody remembers and has seen for the last 2.5 seasons, then that's great. They'll keep giving him the ball. If not, I think they feel pretty comfortable about their ability to kind of stick with what they do with a little more Deontay Foreman than in that situation.
We are talking with David Beauclair. You can follow him on Twitter at Beauclair Sports. Does a great job covering the Tennessee Titans. I'm a firm believer that the bye week matters this time of year. How and where did Tennessee get healthier this week to get ready for what could be a stretch run in the playoffs?
Well, in addition to Derrick Henry, I think Julio Jones he's battled a hamstring injury all season, going back even into the first day that he did full activities in training camp. He had one of his better games in week 18 against Houston, and then has had an extra couple of weeks to settle down on that. They are much healthier at inside linebacker than they've been at any point all season. I mean, the good news for the Titans is they've had good depth there, and they've rotated through guys. And of course added Zach Cunningham along the way too at that spot. So they've sort of always had two healthy, and now they've got four really good ones to the point that their two starters, Cunningham and a third year guy, David Long, have replaced the two guys who were starters at the beginning of the season in Rashawn Evans and Jayon Brown. Actually, they were starters all last season. So they are rock solid there. And the secondary has dealt with some things for much of the year too. And that's kind of where the big question mark is. Jack Rabbit Jenkins, missed a day of practice this week with an ankle, which had been an issue for him kind of since late November. He missed a couple games in December with that injury. So if he's not at full speed, that could be a problem, particularly given the Bengals' receiving core there.
Coach Vrabel has been absolutely outstanding in the way he runs the game plan and leads and guys from that sideline. Many people don't think that star players can be great coaches. How important has he been to this run?
He's been tremendous. He's a guy. He doesn't rely on his playing career as sort of the be all end all of his coaching credentials. He sees himself as a teacher more than a guy with experience, so to speak. And he's been really in the 4 years he's been here now. He's a guy too who is. In my experience, a lot of guys, when they become head coaches, they feel like, okay, I've arrived. This is, I knew what I was doing. Me being here shows I know what I'm doing. I've done the right things. Vrabel's a guy who is constantly engaged in self-analysis and very critical of himself in terms of how he does things. And he has changed numerous things about his approach over time to where I think it's made a big difference. And he'll admit, when he got the job, he thought we're going to have the best schemes and we're going to have, and he said the schemes are great. You have to have something, but if you've got the right players and you can get the players to trust you and trust in whatever scheme you have, you're going to be just fine. And that's kind of been his evolution as a coach. And I think it's made a big difference.
What a noble thought that players count.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish every coach thought that way.
Yeah. And I mean, think about for Vrabel's staff, they've lost a lot on the coaching.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Staff, and they've lost a lot in the front office, right? Like, I mean, I know Arthur Smith got hired. I believe, didn't they lose somebody from their front office last offseason as well?
No, they've got two front office. Their VP of personnel and their director of player personnel are both the interviewing for GM jobs right now, and it's not surprising given what this team has done. You know, had to go through 91 different players during the regular season, which is an NFL record, and they've pulled guys off the street from Deontay Foreman, who we've mentioned, Dontrell Hilliard, who is now their third down back, Buster Skrine, the cornerback who is bounced around the league for years, and this is going to be his first playoff experience. I mean, they have found guys, so it makes sense that other teams are going to want to know a little bit of what the Titans are doing from a front office perspective. But Vrabel's in his fourth season. He's on his third offensive coordinator. Of course, he had Matt LaFleur in 2018, Arthur Smith in 2019 and 2020. Lost defensive coordinator Dean Pease after 2019. Is promoted from within every time, and he sort of sees himself as a developer, not just of players, but as of coaches too. He wants to give guys on his staff opportunity to do more when those opportunities arise.
Washington interviewed a guy from the Titans last year for a front office position. I'm blanking on his
name.
Yeah,
that was Ryan Cowden, right. I believe, yep. was the one who interviewed with Washington, and he interviewed with the Giants here a week ago, and there's another guy, Monty Olsenford, is actually interviewed for all three open GM jobs right now, and he's one of those guys, has deep ties to the Patriots organization too, and he seems like somebody who is probably going to get one of these jobs, I would think.
Talking with David Beauclair from Sports Illustrated, covers the Tennessee Titans down in Nashville. Let's switch sides of the ball. I'm sure you've done a lot of scouting of the Bengals. Everybody knows Joe Burrow. Everybody knows Ja'Marr Chase. Those guys are stars. The Cincinnati offense is pretty explosive. I think they oddly got a little conservative in the second half against the Raiders last week. How do you slow those guys down?
Yeah, the big thing is you have to – the Titans' plan is going to be to do it without sending extra pass rushers. And they've been pretty successful this year at generating pressure with just four guys. They've blitzed fewer than almost every team in the league. So the idea is you keep two safeties back, you keep things in front of you, make Joe Burrow kind of settle for some of the shorter throws, get guys on the ground when they do catch the ball, because the one thing you know about that Bengals offense, right, is they have big play capabilities. They easily led the league in plays of 50 yards or more, and compared to everybody else in the AFC playoff field, they had at least twice as many. So, they're a team that can turn a 10-point deficit into a 3-point deficit in one snap, and I think the Titans' plan is going to be, we're gonna make you drive the field. Yes, Joe Burrow, you're terrific, and you're the number one overall pick in 2020, but you're still a playoff novice in a lot of ways, and we're gonna make you make play after play after play, and see if you can hold up under that, or if you're gonna crack at some point.
Dave, you're absolutely right. They are a big play threat. If they don't get pressure with four and have to bring five, are those defensive backs capable of handling those guys, Chase and Boyd and all those guys one-on-one?
They have their moments, I think the real matchup to watch will be in the slot with Boyd, who's a veteran who's produced in the league for years, against Elijah Molden, who's a rookie who has had he's been a really good. He's been the best member of the Titans draft class this year. But he had a terrible game, for example, week two in Seattle, to where he was actually benched for a game after that. settled down, played really well for a while, and then had a terrible game in the final game of the regular season at Houston against Danny Amendola, another veteran guy who kind of, you know, obviously knows how to operate in there. So I think that's where if Elijah Molden doesn't have help, then I think you're then I think the Titans are going to have some problems. The real interesting matchup will be, I think, when Christian Fulton is matched up with Ja'Marr Chase, and you know, the Titans typically don't have a cornerback follow anybody. They have their cornerbacks on their side. So when Fulton and Chase line up, I mean, these are two guys went to high school together. They were at LSU together, practiced together against each other a lot. So I think they'll have a lot of fun playing against one another, and that'll be really entertaining.
Hey, David, we really appreciate it, man. Good info. Sounds like you're expecting the Titans to win.
I am. I think Mike Vrabel, this team is 8-0 coming off extra rest, whether it's a Thursday night into the next week or an actual open date in the schedule, and it's typically by a wide margin. It's enough of a sample size that you feel like and I think the emotional boost of getting Henry back will be worth something. As well, it should be cold here too, which kind of I think favors the Titans' approach to the game. So yeah, I think the Titans will win this game, but I don't know that it's always going to look pretty in getting there. We'll put it that way.
David, do you think the Titans will win by more than 3.5 points?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I've been going back and forth with that, and I think. I think they ultimately do, but I would take the under too. I would think the Titans can cover, but I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game.
David, thank you so much for the time, man. Everybody, give him a follow at Beauclair Sports. Coming up next, get your phones ready, plug them in, charge them up, make sure your Bluetooth's hooked up, your windows aren't down, you're not on the back of a pickup truck. Drinking daiquiris or not, like whichever Louisiana way you prefer. Yeah. I'm okay if people are drinking daiquiris. It's almost time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Phone lines are open now. Get in line, because at 1 o'clock, we're opening them up. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.